This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Nepsis Capital. For more information about Nepsis Capital, find them on the web at nepsiscapital.com. That's nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord.
Are you called to more than just getting it done by Friday?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg.
Broadcasting live from our flagship studios in Tampa Bay on Faith Talk AM 570 and 910 WTBN. You've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. And if this is the first time you're tuning into I Work For Him, thank you. I think you'll experience something on radio, Christian radio for sure, that you've never experienced before. Fast talk, intense talk, and right to the heart. Super big thanks go out to Ace Andrews today. He'll be engineering the show and taking your calls a little later on when we give away a copy of our guest's book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market, all about biblically responsible investing. But before we get to our guest, just a couple of challenges out there. I had the opportunity today to sit down with a local business leader. And what was amazing to me is how hard the enemy is at work within the body of Christ, convincing people that they're not worthy to be strong leaders within the body of Christ. And the enemy just uses our past as baggage. And ladies and gentlemen, my challenge to you is if you've got issues in your past, you need to learn to forgive yourself. Your Heavenly Father's already forgiven you. But you need to forgive yourself in order to be able to move forward. There's no way to move forward if you're constantly chained to your past. That's what Jesus came with, the good news. He came to free us from that bondage. And if you're listening to the show today, I just want to remind you, He came to free us from the bondage of sin in our lives and to give us a hope for the future and to give us life that we might live it to its fullest. And if you're not experiencing life that way, you just need to get back on your knees and recommit your life to Christ and allow Him to take the lordship throne in your life. Jesus died for you. His blood is powerful that He shed on that cross, and the Holy Spirit will come to live within you if you become a Christ follower, and that life is a life worth living. Don't let the enemy convince you that you're not worthy, because none of us were worthy, yet our Heavenly Father loved us before we were even born. So make sure that you just take a moment. If you don't understand the gospel and you don't understand why Jesus really came and you don't really understand why you are here, email me. Or Martha, jim@iworkforhim.com, or martha@iworkforhim.com. We'd love to sit down with you, but I'm just challenging you. Jesus is the answer to every question that you're asking. Romans 12:2 talks about the paradigm shift that has to happen in our minds as we decide to be Christ followers. Romans 12:2 says this: don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Every day on I Work For Him, I try to seek out guests that will challenge the way you and I think about how we connect our faith to our workplace. And a couple of months ago, I was introduced to Cassie Lehman. She was connected to a friend of mine who's connected to another friend of mine and so on, like the old Breck hair commercials back in the 70s. But she wrote this incredible book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market, and she sent me a copy to say, Cassie, we got to talk about this on the air. Cassandra Lehman, she goes by Cassie, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Well, I'm just excited for people to hear what the Lord has laid on your heart. It's amazing how He grabs each one of us and gives us a place in the body with a specific mission. And you've been given a specific mission, and you wrote a book about it, which is fantastic. I love that. But before we get all to your book on I Found Jesus in the Stock Market, I want to just ask you this question. I kind of switched up. I used to ask people, you know, how's Jesus making a difference in your life today? But I got a lot of pat answers, so I've been going very specific. How have you noticed our Heavenly Father get involved in the intimate details of your life recently?
I love that question. So a couple of months ago, I was challenged to start a group for Christian businesswomen. You're going to love this. It goes right along with your show. You've probably heard of the Christian Businessmen's Organization, CBMC.
Correct.
But now there's a women's kind of sister organization called CBWC. And so it's Christian businesswomen that get together. And I started a group near my home. And there are about 15 to 20 of us that get together every month to talk about how we are living out our faith at work and to encourage each other and to kind of spread the good news in our workplace. And the thing that's really fun about that, not just being able to connect with these women, but, you know, I keep journals and goals and all of those sorts of things. And recently I was going back to some past journals. And one of the things I was praying for pretty consistently was for God to bring what I called some Jesus girlfriends into my life. And I really wanted women who I could look to as role models in my faith, in my marriage, in my work. And I looked, I said, this group has really become that for me. It was really an answer to my prayers. So that's been something that is just amazing, and I'm really so grateful for.
Okay, there are people listening to the show from all over the country, and I know this for a fact, that the CBWC movement, spun off by CBMC, is expanding, because I know that they've got a chapter trying to start here in Tampa Bay, and you're up in Pennsylvania. If you want to give a little plug on how people can find out about it locally there, how do people find out about it?
Well, if you just actually go to the website, which is cbwc.biz, B-I-Z, you can find out about all of the groups that have started. And certainly, if it's something that you're interested about starting in your own area, you can get some more information there about how to do that. And it might sound a little daunting, but it's not. It's been the greatest thing that I have done, and really finding some other women leaders in my community.
That's fantastic. All right, when we come back, I want you to talk about your amazing testimony and how the Lord brought you and Rick, your husband, together. And congratulations, by the way, happy anniversary. We're talking today with Cassie Lehman about her book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg. We'll be right back as we broadcast live on Tampa Bay's Faith Talk, AM 570 and 910 WTBN.
Hi, this is Luke Andrews and Dave Cruz from Bel Air Wealth Management. We are a fee-based wealth advisory firm choosing to represent God first and Bel Air Wealth Management second.
The Bible is full of scriptures detailing how to manage your finances wisely, and we see it as our personal mission to come alongside of you and help you reach your financial goals.
Call us directly at 727-586-5655. That's 727-586-5655.
How can you intentionally integrate your faith into your business? Could entrepreneurship be your calling? The Nehemiah Project at nehemiahproject.org has the answers. Learn biblical ways to follow Jesus in business through our Biblical Entrepreneurship Program. This accredited three-part course will take you to the next level in business and show you how to be a marketplace minister. These MBA-level courses have flexible live and online offerings and are available for anyone who wants to learn. Learn more at nehemiahproject.org. Use promo code IWORKFOR at checkout and save $50. That's nehemiahproject.org.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
People come to Ruth's Chris for more than just a great steak. They come to let off some steam. Take Rob, Joe, and Shelly. When they get wrapped up in a week-long assignment at work, they head on over to Ruth's Chris for a much-needed break over some sizzling steak served to perfection. It's a chance for them to loosen up, have a few laughs, and talk about anything. Anything but work, that is. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Serving more than just sizzling steaks.
You want me to take my life right. Fit it in your box right. I
Welcome back to I Work For Him. I am your host, Jim Brangenberg. Thanks so much for tuning in all across Tampa Bay and literally around the world. We want to thank you for tuning in live here in Tampa Bay on the radio, AM 570 and 910. Maybe you're listening on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or one of those other internet radio stations, or perhaps you're listening to iTunes or our archives off of iWorkForHim.com. However you are tuning in today, we thank you. We also want you to know that Cassie and I prayed for you before the show that something we say today would drive you deeper into your faith, to recognize your workplace as your mission field, and to recognize that that's a high calling, and that God has placed you there on purpose, and that you may be the only Jesus your coworkers and employees may ever meet. We're talking today with Cassie Lehman. She's an author, she's a speaker, and she's the president at Beacon Wealth Consultants. And you can find out more about her online at beaconwealth.com, beaconwealth.com. Cassie, before we get into the conversation on your book, and I'm pretty sure Martha said that it was your anniversary. Did I get that wrong?
No, it's correct, yeah.
Okay, all right, happy anniversary to you, Rick. I thought I had it right. I'm like, oh, man, did I blow that deal? All right,
no.
So happy anniversary. Talk to me about, you've got this amazing testimony on how you came to be a Christ follower, and you wrote it out in your book, which was fantastic, riveting. Kind of share just a short version of that with our audience today.
Sure. So, well, first, I did grow up in the church and liked church very much, but really didn't have a personal relationship with Christ. So I really was away from the church for about 20 years when I met my husband, Rick. And we both had our own financial practices. And he told me that he had been doing biblically responsible investing for a number of years. And I just thought, wow, that is a little too churchy for me, and I don't think that's going to work. But really, Rick challenged me to just find out more about what that meant. And really, to find that out, I had to start reading the Bible. And I would ask these very challenging questions to Rick, and he would say, you need to take this class or read this book or interview this person. And he put me on this path. I kind of had my own, you know, curriculum in biblical investing, and that forced me to really look at God's word in a way that I never had before. And it really not only changed the way I invest, but it transformed my heart.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. I got choked up. Actually, I think I just choked. Talk to me about, that wasn't your first career though. Mm-hmm. You actually started in a different direction.
That's true. I started my career as a physical therapist, and I was an athlete in school. I loved sports, and I got some advice that said, you know what, you should really be a physical therapist. So I did that for a number of years, and I really enjoyed it. And that's where I really learned how to take great care of people. And I was only in that for a few years when I realized I loved being a manager. And I went on to get a degree, a master's degree in adult education, and then supervised other physical therapists. And I ended up actually running organizational development for a whole healthcare system. And so I learned little pieces along the way that really contributed to what I'm doing now in terms of educating and really handholding with clients when I'm taking care of their financial needs.
So like you said in your testimony, you had already been introduced to being a certified financial planner before you met Rick. He introduced mm-hmm. you to the idea of biblically responsible investing. How did right. the Lord move you from organizational development, from all of that, well, being in the healthcare world, to being a financial planner? I mean, that's a pretty big switch.
Right, right. Well, they had put me at the hospital. They put me in charge of all the statistics for client the client satisfaction surveys that you get after you go to the hospital. I don't know why they chose me to do that, but I just said, okay, I'll learn that. And they said, you know what, you're pretty good with numbers. Why don't you go get your MBA? And so I love school. And so I said, okay, I'll do that. And then actually what happened when I finished up with school, I realized from our monthly leadership meetings that one of our hospitals was not doing very well. And I decided to just make a change. I mean, it sounds like it was just me. I'm sure it was God ordained, but I didn't realize that at the time. And so I left and started to be a financial advisor. And 6 months later, one of those hospitals closed, but they invited me back because everyone knew me as the educator at the hospital. And I helped all of those people, all the employees who were now out of a job, to make good financial decisions with their pension and their retirement money.
What a great privilege that was. And it was because of your integrity and your reputation that gave you that opportunity, which really gave you a huge jump start. Most certified financial planners struggle for multiple years before they really get going and make a decent living. And the Lord really provided you, for you, in an amazing way during a time when you were single as well, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So how you meet Rick, well, why don't you talk about how you met your husband? Because it's really part of your whole story, and it's really part of this whole book that you wrote, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market.
Well, we met in Chicago at a financial conference. And what would happen time to time, if they were trying to woo new financial advisors to come to our firm, they would say to me, hey, will you be in charge of this person and show them around and answer their questions? And I did that a few times, and that's what they said about Rick. And so really, we got to be friends for a long time before we started dating. And that was really important because I got to know him as a person. And then later on, I got to know his whole team, who were all Christ followers at work. And it was those people, and, you know, sometimes you just look at other people and you're just like, I want what they have. And that was my experience. I was at a place in my life where I kind of felt like I was at rock bottom. I'd been through a couple relationships. I was in a tough place. And so I just saw these people who were happy and peaceful. They had great relationships. And so I thought, wow, whatever they have, I want some of that. And that really opened up my mind in terms of biblical investing.
Well, and what you just said there is probably the most powerful statement, maybe one of the most powerful statements you make today, because each one of us listening today has that same opportunity to be Jesus to a person like you were, Cassie.
Yep.
Because we bring our faith to work with us, and people are watching us. They want to see, is your faith real or not? Are you just a Christian by name, or does it really impact who you are from the soles of your feet to the hair on your head, if you have any left? And I always make that comment because, of course, I'm going bald. But it's so important what you said. You just said that though the witness of those people, the actions of those people really solidified, hey, I need what they got. I need it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. Yep, there are great leaders around that.
We're talking today with Cassie Lehman. She wrote this great book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. And if you're just tuning in right now, we just wanted to cover her testimony because it's so important in this whole story, because she didn't lead out of college to be a financial planner. She didn't lead out to be an author or a speaker. But the Lord led her through this and has connected her with a phenomenal husband. And the two of them run this business called Beacon Wealth. And you can find out more online at beaconwealth.com. So, Cassie, the Lord said, I mean, he led you in, you ended up getting married to Rick. Why did you write the book, though? I mean, you learned about biblically responsible investing. Why did you write a book?
Well, so I'm a part of the C12 group, and I know that you're familiar with that group. And
absolutely. I'm ravenously in favor of C12. They are a phenomenal organization and really minister to a lot of fantastic business leaders and owners all over Tampa Bay and around the country.
True. Absolutely true. So the founder, Buck Jacobs, in September of last year, did a video segment for us. And so when I say us, I mean all of the members all over the country. And he talked about the fact that our lives have been transformed because of Jesus. And he just challenged us. And he said, why don't you talk about that more? You should tell your story to other people because your life is so much better. And I just felt like he was talking directly to me. And as much as I will say, I don't think of myself as a writer, I didn't have a great desire to write a book. But over the next couple of weeks, I got signal after signal saying, you got to write this book. You got to write this book. So I just decided I was going to follow God's calling on that. And I really did sit down and just write the book out. And it is a combination of my testimony, which we talked a little bit about, and what I learned in my journey about biblically responsible investing. And it's a way for me to share something that I'm so passionate about with other, you know, people who really want to make their money matter in terms of the kinds of businesses they're supporting with their investment dollars.
So the book that you wrote, which, by the way, it's transparent, which is what makes a book powerful. When you share from your heart first, and then you go into how this topic revolutionized your life, it's powerful. People are moved by real. And there's no pretense in your book, which I love that. And we're going to give away a copy right after the break. But I want to tell you, I appreciate it. I read a lot of books from a lot of authors. And when you get transparency, it touches lives because they can see how Jesus impacted your life. And they go, wow, if Jesus can do that for Cassie, he can do it for me. And that's encouraging. So we've got about a minute before we got to go to break. Why don't you just describe dictionary-wise what biblically responsible investing is?
Sure. So there's really two parts to it. And I think the thing that people would think of most often is the kind of companies and business practices that we screen out. So there are some things that we would not invest in. So companies that have to do with abortion or contributions, we call that abortion philanthropy, or pornography, any kind of adult entertainment, any kind of companies that would prey on the addictions of others. So tobacco, gambling, alcohol, those kinds of companies. At the same time, there's a positive look at this. We are looking to invest in companies that are trying to be a blessing in this world. So when you think of like a Chick-fil-A or a Hobby Lobby, you know you can't invest in them because they're private companies.
That's right.
But there are many companies like that that, you know, take great care of their employees, make good products, take good care of their customers, and they're really trying to make a positive change.
And right, we come back. Perfect. When we come back, we're going to talk lots more. We got Cassie Lehman on the line with us today. She's the president of Beacon Wealth Consultants. You can find out more about them online at beaconwealth.com, and you can find out more about her book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. We'll be right back. No mountain
higher. On the next Bill Bunkley Show, we'll look at what President Barack Obama had to share at the Democratic National Convention while looking forward to Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech. Plus, it's Theology Thursday, and Professor Gary Ingersoll from the Word of Life Bible Institute will continue our ongoing discussion about walking in the Holy Spirit. Tune in for all of this and my headlines commentary on the Thursday edition of the Bill Bunkley Show, today at 4, on Faith Talk 570 and 910, WTBN.
Hi, I'm Casey Bell. I work for him. We'll be right back on this Thursday afternoon. Don't forget, Monday, August 1st is the deadline for our Aloha Summer Vacation Contest. One lucky winner is going to win a trip for two on a week-long vacation to beautiful Honolulu. If you want to check out the beaches of Hawaii, you're going to want to register for this contest. All you have to do is go to letstalkfaith.com and click on the contest tab, and there you'll see all the directions. Good luck and aloha. Stay tuned now for more of I Work for Him.
Marriage between a husband and wife is the fabric of society, yet it seems society wants to downplay the significance and destroy the biblical model of marriage.
Martha and I are passionate about helping marriages get strong and thrive.
Do you share the same desire as Jim and I, the desire to strengthen marriages? Help us connect with your local pastor to develop a marriage ministry for your church.
Please connect us with your pastor through email, jimandiworkforhim.com, or on the phone at 727-593-2090, 727-593-2090. Partner with Martha and I to transform marriages in Tampa Bay.
Hi, this is Luke Andrews and Dave Cruz from Bel Air Wealth Management. We are a fee-based wealth advisory firm choosing to represent God first and Bel Air Wealth Management second.
The Bible is full of scriptures detailing how to manage your finances wisely, and we see it as our personal mission to come alongside of you and help you reach your financial goals.
Call us directly at 727-586-5655. That's 727-586-5655.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. I am your host, Jim Brangenberg. We're having a fast-moving conversation today with Cassandra Lehman. She goes by Cassie, but she is the president of Beacon Wealth Consultants. She's written this incredible book, which shares her whole testimony, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market, How Biblically Responsible Investing Can Change Your Heart, Too. Cassie, as we get into your testimony today, I want to give away a copy of the book, but I want to just preface it before we go to our book highlight segment. You made a comment in the very first segment of the show today that if you were going to marry this guy, you better understand what biblically responsible investing was.
Right.
Kind of explain what the process was, because that's like, well, if I'm going to marry this guy, I better understand what he's doing.
Right, right.
A lot of women are going, no, I don't do that.
But, well, for me, I had started my financial career in one of the big firms, and it would be a rule, and probably still is today, that you never talk about religion or politics. So I had a lot of fear about making this change in the way I was investing and talking to my clients about it, because I didn't even know if I had any clients who were Christians. I mean, this was not a conversation we had ever had. And so I felt like I really had to understand the basics in terms of why we invest this way, but also, you know, one of the big fears, and you would understand this, is that people think they would have to sacrifice performance to invest this way. And there's been a lot of studies that have been done that show that when you do negative screening and you pull some of these companies out, it really doesn't have any impact on your performance. But I had to understand all of those things. I said I went on a quest to understand biblical investing. And then I had to really turn around and explain that to my clients. And it went much better than I expected.
Well, don't give it all away now. Don't give it all away. Because that's what's incredible about this. You were extraordinarily fearful about this.
Yes.
And yet the Lord has rewarded your steps. All right. It's time now for our book highlight segment, brought to you by MTLMagazine.com.
Now it's time for the I Work For Him book highlight segment, brought to you by MTL Magazine, online at mtlmagazine.com. MTL is the online women's magazine designed to bring more to your life. MTL is packed with enriching, uplifting stories and explores topics affecting all facets of your life. In every issue, you'll find life stories and testimonies, practical tips for managing money, home fix-up ideas, relationship advice, and ways to grow in your faith. For stories and features from new voices and your favorite Christian artists, authors, and performers, go to mtlmagazine.com and subscribe today. You'll find more to life at mtlmagazine.com. Now, let's hear about today's title, Jim.
Our book today is I Found Jesus in the Stock Market, written by our guest, Cassandra Lehman. She goes by Cassie. Just so you don't think I'm calling her that without asking permission, because I always ask permission for those things. The book is all about biblically responsible investing. And this book, if you're a certified financial planner, it's for you. Maybe you're a listener to the show today and you've got a certified financial planner, but you don't know if they're actually doing this or not. In fact, you think that they are, but you don't really know. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But maybe you want to get a copy of this book. Call into the studio line now, 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. Ace, you are sitting by, right?
Ace? As always.
Why aren't you ever standing by? Because people are tired of you always sitting by. You should be standing by.
Well, I'm tired, Jim.
Okay. Well, you should maybe not stay up so late at night. All right. Ace is sitting by, waiting for your call, 877-943-9673. Get a copy. I Found Jesus in the Stock Market, Biblically Responsible Investing. You can learn about it and help your certified financial planner or investment advisor learn about it, too. Don't worry. I've got a copy for Luke and Dave from BelairWealthManagement.com, our show sponsors and my investment advisors. I've still got one more copy to give away, the one that I haven't read, 877-943-9673. This one doesn't have any of my notations in it. I already underlined it for my own guys. Ace, make sure you let me know when somebody calls in and gets it. All right, so Cassie, this is it's a great book because it starts off with your story on why you even wrote the book, and it writes in your story just the journey that the Lord took you on. But as we talk about biblical responsible investing, does God really care how we invest our money?
Well, I think absolutely yes. I mean, we think about our money in terms of like the 10% that we tithe. And then we tend to think, okay, well, that other 90% is for me. But really, God, if God owns it all, then we really need to be thinking about what we're doing with all of our money. So when we're looking at the kind of businesses that we're investing in, I think God would care very much about those types of companies. And if we're investing in, you know, pornography, even if we don't know it, that's not something that would really glorify God.
But a lot of people go, well, I don't really know it, but ignorance is bliss. I'm okay as long as I don't know.
Well, I don't really think that that is okay. And you need to take some responsibility and find out, you know, when it comes to Judgment Day, your financial advisor is not going to be standing there with you. And I don't want to answer to God and say, well, I didn't really look into it. I didn't really know about that. Because we want to know. When we're investors, we're owners. We own those companies. So we should know what we're investing in.
Well, and I think that's what's really important about this subject is that it's just like anything. When we don't really know about it, we don't know we should be concerned. And honestly, why the church doesn't talk about this? Because the Bible talks about being a good steward all the time. And this right. is really a stewardship conversation. Hopefully nobody listened to the show today. If the Lord laid on their hearts and gave them $100,000, there's none of them that go out there and would invest in a strip club or a bar or a pornography website or an abortion clinic or a tobacco store or you know, whatever. That most of them aren't going to do that. But
correct.
yet a lot of us have those kinds of investments, which really, you know, I will just tell people, listen, do I think there's anything wrong with drinking? I think most people can handle a glass of wine, but there are a lot of people that cannot. And it just, why even bother playing with it? But let's just say you have a glass of wine. I'm not condemning you. I'm just saying don't get drunk. But a lot of these businesses, they promote drunkenness because that's how they make their money. And do I have a problem with tobacco? You know, listen, it just destroys your heart and we're supposed to take care of the temple of the Lord. So do I have a problem with abortion? Absolutely. It takes an innocent life. So we got to be careful. And there are a lot of major organizations, major department stores that are totally in favor of those things that many of you have invested in. I won't even shop at those places if I know about it, but it's not the ignorance thing. It's the be proactive. Challenge your investment advisor or your certified financial planner. Hey, where's my money being spent? So, Cassie, I know that you and Rick have offices in many places around the country. Are you ever looking for more Christ-following certified financial planners and investment advisors to join your team to grow and expand and be part of what you're doing at Beacon Wealth?
Absolutely, yes. You know, we love it when we get new clients who are passionate about this, but when we find financial advisors who are passionate about it and they can impact all of their clients, I mean, this is a huge opportunity. So we have a few people getting ready to come on board with us now, but if this is something that advisors are interested in, we would love to have a conversation with them and help them to invest this way.
And they can find you online at beaconwealth.com, beaconwealth.com, or they can just contact me and I can put you directly in touch with Cassie. All right, now Julia just called in from Tampa. She won the book. Way to go, Julia. Thanks for calling into I Work For Him. Thanks for listening. Make sure you hand deliver the book once you get it sent to you to your certified financial planner or your investment advisor. Unless that's you, make sure you read it from cover to cover before you give it away, because then you're going to hold them accountable. Cassie, here's the big thing people are going, how... this just sounds like a lot of work. It just sounds like a lot of work. Is it real? Do I really have to do this? Now that I know about it, do I really have to do this?
Okay, so it would be a lot of work if you had to sit down and read those prospectuses for every company. We don't expect that you would do that. So there are companies who provide this kind of screening to advisors. So when someone comes to us and says, hey, I wonder what I'm invested in, here are the different mutual funds, we can just plug them in to our software and it gives you a report that says, you know, this percentage, 20% in abortion, 15% in pornography, and you can get an overall score. And I will tell you, a lot of mutual funds are in the 40 to 60% range of being invested in these kinds of companies, which, of course, you would never know.
That was a huge number you just threw out there right before a break. 40 to 60% of these mutual funds are invested in non-Christ-centered items, not biblically responsible. 40 to 60%.
Yeah, a lot of the most popular ones are.
Phew. All right, when we come back, we're going to hit that number again. All right, we're talking today with Cassandra Lehman. She wrote this book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market, How Biblically Responsible Investing Can Change Your Heart, Too. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg, right here on Tampa Bay's Faith Talk AM 570 and 910 WTBN. Pouring down my faith,
I find my peace in Jesus. Here's Rick Box, founder of Integrity Resource Center, with today's Integrity Moment.
Sometime back, I recall reading about a nasty situation where two Christian business leaders were suing each other. Both were known in the community as being very vocal about their faith. So I was grieved to read that their vicious battle had spilled over into the courts. Not only were their personal testimonies undermined, but also they gave others the opportunity to once again proclaim Christians as hypocrites. 1 Corinthians 6 teaches, "The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers." Christians suing Christians is usually a good indication that money means more to them than their faith.
To order Rick's new book, Unconventional Business, visit integrityresource.org. That's integrityresource.org.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hillary Clinton's speech to the Democratic National Convention tonight could well be the most important of her career. She will officially accept the party's presidential nomination. His spokesman insists that President Obama's mention of fascists and homegrown demagogues in his convention speech the other night was not aimed at Donald Trump. Former New York Mayor Giuliani giving Hillary Clinton some credit for her work on behalf of victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Giuliani says that Clinton was enormously supportive and helpful. Federal authorities want to suspend blood donations in Florida counties investigating four mysterious cases of Zika virus infection. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 13 points. NASDAQ is up 14 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Baby boomers, listen up. Are you earning a 5% yield? Wally Mackey, well known for his registered trademark, Money Strategies Using Something Guaranteed Safe, has a new one-year strategy paying a 5% yield. The announcement is featured in the July issues of Fortune and Money Magazine's article titled, Wally Mackey's Success Story. This is not an annuity or an investment account. This is different. It's a secured contract paying 5% with $100,000 minimum. It's offered by a company rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. And, of course, it's guaranteed safe. Log on. MoreMoneyForBoomers.com. That website again is MoreMoneyForBoomers.com or call 800-217-1556. He'll send his free DVD and no one will call you. Repeat the website, MoreMoneyForBoomers.com. Say it again, MoreMoneyForBoomers.com. You got it. Or call 800-217-1556. 800-217-1556 for details.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Ross Harrop, local C12 chair with C12TampaBay.com. If you're a business owner or leader wanting to learn how to run a kingdom business, check out C12 online at C12TampaBay.com. I can see a mile away.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. I am your host, Jim Brangenberg. Privileged to do so 5 days a week right here on Tampa Bay's Faith Talk AM 570 and 910. Thanks so much for tuning in today as we talk with Cassandra Lehman. She wrote this book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. And no, we've already given away our copies for today, but if you want to find out more about Cassie, you can look online at beaconwealth.com, beaconwealth.com. And I know you can get a copy of her book on Amazon, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. Cassie, right before the break, you dropped a bombshell on my listeners. And so I want to make sure we bring it back up again, because what you said was the average mutual fund that you and I are investing in, somewhere between 40 and 60% of the investments are in negative related investments, such as pornography, abortion industry, tobacco industry, alcohol industry, those industries preying on the sins and on the weaknesses of people like you and me. And what an amazing statistic that is. As you look at the challenge out there for you and I, now that we know, because honestly, I could tell you this, I've had a lot of financial advisors and wealth advisors and certified financial planners over the last 30 years since Martha and I got married. And this subject never came up in conversation. And so I didn't know that this wasn't something that everybody did. And so as I was reading this book, I'm like, wow. And it's that ignorance is bliss thing. Like, well, as long as I don't know, then it doesn't bother me. But that's not really the conversation that we're having today. You and I, listeners here on I Work For Him, have a responsibility. We are stewards of the wealth that the Lord has given us. And what an amazing responsibility that is. And whether that wealth is a small amount of wealth, maybe you just have, you know, $1,000 in your 401k fund, or maybe you've got $10,000, maybe you got $1 million, but where is your money being invested? You know, even banks get involved in investments. Where's your bank invested? Where's your bank involved? What kind of organizations do they sponsor? Cassie, as we look at that statistic that you dropped on us right before the show, you said 40 to 60% of mutual funds are investing in these things that we don't want to be investing in. How do people find out about that again, whether they're mutual funds or banks or places where they shop? How do they find out how the places where they're investing their hard-earned cash, how they're investing the money?
So I would have them start out with talking to their financial advisor about it. And if their advisor has this kind of screening software, they can have their portfolio screened. And if their advisor does not have that, they can go to beaconwealth.com and send us an email, and we'd be happy to provide that for them. So it is true, the most popular mutual funds, they are really typically in the 40 to 60% range in terms of things that we probably don't really want to be investing in.
It's a big number. And I know that, you know, sometimes there are certain organizations that will highlight businesses and some of their negative business practices. And American Family Association is one of those ones that will tell you that. But the mutual fund world, you get to know a mutual fund. And this is where the frustration comes. And a lot of people listening are like, well, mutual funds, sometimes they have hundreds or thousands of investments. Mm-hmm. And like, how do you parse through them all? Because even the prospectuses don't say everything they're investing in, because those investments can change from day to day. How do you? Let's move away from the negative. I don't want to get caught on the negative thing. But it's frustrating because a lot of it can be hidden in the weeds, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because things are so complex these days. It's not like investing in the drugstore down the street. It's companies that are invested in many business practices. It's hard for just any of us individually to know what companies are, what their business practices are.
So you and Rick and all of your consultants at Beacon Wealth Consultants, you guys are you're practicing this every day, biblically responsible investing. How do you guys do it? How do you screen through that stuff to make sure your stuff is being invested according to those principles?
Okay, so there's two things that we do. One, all of the money managers and the funds that we invest in are all with people that are like-minded. So our money managers already know what our mindset is. They are in alignment with us, and that's how they do their investing. On top of that, we subscribe to research that tells us about the companies that we don't want to invest in, and we update that every quarter. So just in case something snuck in there that we didn't agree with, it would automatically block it from getting invested in our clients' accounts.
Wow, cool. Okay, so then the question people are going, okay, well, if my advisor's probably not doing this, how do I find an advisor that will? And in your book, you really address this very, very well, because the people listening today may have an advisor actually doing a good job for them. In other words, they're paying, they're staying in connection, they're doing good communication, they actually, there's interaction. There are a lot of advisors out there that are lazy, just like in a lot of other business practices around the country, you know, whether they're, that doesn't matter. But what matters is you don't necessarily have to lose your investment advisor in order to bring this up. You can actually bring up biblical responsible investing to your advisor and say, hey, this is, do you, well, why don't you, you can ask them if they do this, right?
Right. And, you know, in fairness to the advisors, just like any other business, you provide usually what your clients ask for. And so if this is not something you've ever asked for before, your advisor might not be thinking about it. But if you have a great advisor, they're going to want to do what will make you happy. And so, you know, I would encourage people to read the book. It's a short read. It's a fast read. And that's on purpose, because sometimes we glaze over with too much financial information. But then, you know, hand it off to your advisor, much like you said, Jim, and then you can start to have the conversation, and you can share with them how important this is. And then they can start to have the conversation with their other clients also.
It's a fantastic idea, and we don't need to give up on our advisors. And maybe you're already working with a Christian advisor. They just may not even have ever heard of this before. Cassie, we got a caller.
We got a caller
that wants to ask you a question. Are you okay with asking a question? He's a guy that you actually know. We've got Ross Harrop with C12 Tampa Bay on the line. He wants to say hi to Cassie. Ross Harrop, he's the one that connected me to you, Cassie, and he decided he wanted to call into the show today and ask you a question and just talk about what an incredible person you are. Go ahead, Ross.
Well, that's exactly, Jim. You haven't met Cassie in person. I've heard her speak, and she is the real deal. And she got me excited about this topic when I heard her speak and when I met her and her husband. And so I just wanted to encourage your listening audience to really tie into this book and to really consider the topics that that Cassie is sharing here.
It's pretty powerful, Ross, and I appreciate the connection as always. Cassie, you know that Ross and I have a very deep connection at C12 because I wanted Ross's job, but the Lord told me I had to tell Ross about the job so that he got to be the local C12 chair and not me. But God had obviously something big, different in mind for the two of us. We work partner hand in hand all the time. Cassie, you're involved in C12 up in Pennsylvania, correct?
Correct.
And how has your involvement in C12 impacted your life?
It is amazing because I have this round table of people who have invested in my life, who care about what's happening. Of course, now they all understand about biblically responsible investing, so they help us, you know, to promote that idea. But interestingly, I had something come up last week, and even though I thought I knew the right direction, I took it to my group, ran it by them, got their feedback, and then after that, I thought, you know, I have a lot of peace about this decision that I've made, and that, you just can't put a price on that. To have people who love you and will help you to make great decisions and make God-honoring decisions.
And Ross, that's really what C12 is all about, isn't it?
It really is, and what I love about Cassie, and not only what she gets out of the group, but what she contributes to the group. And I know her chair, and so it's a wonderful way to be sure about your role in marketplace ministry. Because as Jim, you and I have talked about, Cassie lives it. Is that God owns her company, and she then is the steward of that company. And with that responsibility, you want to make sure that you have good, solid counsel. And that's what Cassie was just alluding to, is she just wanted to get that, the security of that, the decision that she was making. And we do that locally here as well. And we talk about it once a month on the radio, Cassie. This wasn't a ploy to get you to say great things about C12. It's really, I want to just the audience to know that you are the real deal. And when I turned on the radio, as I do many afternoons listening to Jim, and all of a sudden I wait a minute, I know who this is. And and you are as enthusiastic in person and as a speaker as you are in reading the book. And it just, your testimony is powerful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ross.
Thanks, Ross, for calling in. That's Ross Harrop with C12TampaBay.com. All right, so Cassie, if let's say the listener goes to their advisor and they say, I'm not interested in biblically responsible investing, how does someone find a biblically responsible advisor?
Okay, so I am the leader of the Biblically Responsible Investing Group of Kingdom Advisors. That's another group that you're very familiar with. So Kingdom Advisors is a group of Christian financial advisors. And so based on your area in the country, the kind of advisor that you're looking for, I probably can find somebody for you. But through my connections from leading the Biblically Responsible Investing Group at Kingdom Advisors. So if you send me an email and let me know where you are, we can talk about finding somebody who's a great fit.
Perfect. All right. You can find out more about Cassie online at beaconwealth.com. That's beaconwealth.com. We're not done. Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to answer the question is, hey, I'm a financial advisor. How do I introduce biblically responsible investing to my clients? Don't go away. You're listening to I Work For Him on Faith Talk AM 570 and 910 WTBN.
How can you intentionally integrate your faith into your business? Could entrepreneurship be your calling? The Nehemiah Project at nehemiahproject.org has the answers. Learn biblical ways to follow Jesus in business through our Biblical Entrepreneurship Program. This accredited three-part course will take you to the next level in business and show you how to be a marketplace minister. These MBA-level courses have flexible live and online offerings and are available for anyone who wants to learn. Learn more at nehemiahproject.org. Use promo code IWORKFOR at checkout and save $50. That's nehemiahproject.org.
You are unique. God created you for a purpose that no one else can fulfill. Are you ready to discover what that purpose is? At identityanddestiny.com, Tom and Pam Wolf specialize in helping you move from stuck and uncertain to focused and unstoppable. Visit identityanddestiny.com and learn to live in your God-given sweet spot where you love what you do and you impact others through fulfilling your one-of-a-kind purpose. Check out all the powerful resources at identityanddestiny.com and take the free life purpose quiz, identityanddestiny.com.
Hi, I'm Casey Bell here with you on this Thursday afternoon. I Work For Him. We'll be right back wrapping up, followed by the Bill Bunkley Show at the top of the hour. Today, more from the Democratic National Convention. Bill's going to bring us his thoughts on everything that took place last night, including all of the speeches as well as the pomp and circumstance. Stay tuned now for more of I Work For Him, followed by the Bill Bunkley Show right here on Faith Talk 570 and 910.
Join us weeknights at 6 for Living Truth with Ken Whitten, senior pastor of exciting Idlewild Baptist Church in Lutz.
That manna was small, talking about humility. That's my humility. That manna was white, talking about his purity. That's my purity. It was round, talking about the eternality of Christ. And what you have is the humility and purity and eternality of Christ. And he's saying, that's me.
Don't miss Living Truth with Ken Whitten, weeknights at 6 on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. I am your host, Jim Brangenberg. We've been talking today with Cassandra Lehman. She wrote this great book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market, How Biblically Responsible Investing Can Change Your Heart, Too. And when she says, too, it's because it changed her heart. That's how she was led to the Lord and into a relationship with her husband, and her life has changed. She's part of Beacon Wealth. And you can find out more about them online at beaconwealth.com. Maybe you're an advisor that wants to be part of a firm that focuses only and solely on biblically responsible investing, beaconwealth.com. You can join them today. They're all over the country. Cassie, as we're running out of time, but I really want to answer this question for the advisors that are listening today. How did they introduce this? If they connect up and they're willing to pursue biblically responsible investing in their firm, how do they introduce this concept to their clients if they aren't Christians?
There's one easy question when you're first getting to know your clients that we ask everyone, and that is, are there any companies or business practices that you would prefer not to invest in? And people will either say yes, and they'll give you a list, or they'll say, I don't know what you're talking about. And it gives you an opportunity to talk about the fact that you're an owner and there may be certain business practices and things that you don't want to invest in. And typically people will say, well, no, I don't want to invest in those things. And it gives you an opportunity to really open up that conversation and find out what's on the heart of your clients.
When you've had these conversations with your clients at Beacon Wealth, have you ever had anybody storm out of the room and go, I don't want to deal with you. I don't care about that stuff.
Never had anybody storm out of the room. I have had people say, that doesn't matter to me. And I will say, well, it matters to us. So if you want to work with us, this is the way that we're going to do it. And typically they go right ahead. They say, okay, I'm going to trust what you're choosing and I'll go ahead with it.
So when you merged your practice with Rick's practice and you did a double merger, you merged your practices and then you got married, that's really a double merger. How many of your existing clients who weren't familiar with biblically responsible investing, how many clients did you lose when you said you were going to convert their portfolios to that model?
Two. Only two. And, you know, it's not for everybody. So I don't want to say that it is, but I have clients of many different faiths. I think this is something many people can get on board with. But, you know, when you're talking about investing in great companies, many people want to be a part of that. But it's not for everybody.
Well, and here's the cool part. All the other religions, many of them recognize the Bible as an authoritative piece. They don't downplay it. They may not recognize Jesus as Savior and Lord, but they recognize the Bible as a powerful literary piece for sure. So, Cassie, as we close out the show, what's one thing you want people to know about Beacon Wealth?
I would say that you can make your money matter. And I really want people to be thinking about the kind of business practices that they're promoting. I say it's like praying with your dollars for that company to do more of what they're already doing. So at Beacon Wealth, we only do biblically responsible investing, and we really try to help educate people to know about the kind of companies that they're helping to grow and flourish.
That's fantastic. Cassandra Lehman. We've been calling her Cassie today. Thank you so much for being on I Work For Him today. We just pray God's blessings on Beacon Wealth, on your marriage to Rick. Thanks so much for taking time to share how I found Jesus in the stock market. Thanks so much, Cassie.
Thanks, Jim.
As we come to the end of another I Work For Him show today on Tampa Bay's Faith Talk AM 570 and 910, I really hope today you were challenged. This is something 2 months ago I had never even heard of before, and now I understand my responsibility as a Christ follower. It's changed how I look at my investment portfolio, how I should look at my investments. I challenge you to go out there and get a copy of this book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market, and start challenging your own investment advisor to do the same. You've been listening to the I Work For Him radio program with your host, Jim Brangenberg. I'm a Christ follower, and I own my own business, but ultimately, I work for Him.